We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome in. Michael Keaton getting us hyped up for Pirate season, Malzy. Good to see that the Bucks and Keaton have buried the old hatchet. Wasn't there a situation? I'm getting no-sold by you. Am I making this up?
There was a situation, okay. For sure. Very much a situation.
Right, so something had to get fixed there.
There was some amends were made.
Comments were made after a first pitch that were probably not
appreciated by the person who presumably wanted,
given
Michael
the timing
Keaton
of it,
make the first pitch. Yes,
but the star of Beetlejuice 2 is back on the Bucks bandwagon and ready to go.
You ever see Birdman with him?
I did.
No, it's just one continuous tracking shot, basically.
Star of Multiplicity, ready for another Bucks season.
Some say still the best Batman there has ever been.
I agree, Donnie. You're a Batman connoisseur.
I think he's my favorite Batman. Because I also thought that in the Christian Bale ones, very good. I mean, he did a good job. I thought he was outshined every time by the villain.
Here's the problem. Well, I didn't think Bane outshined him. I thought Tom Hardy was just whatever.
I don't know.
It's hard to pay attention with this tune in the background.
You got like Talia al Ghul in that one. She's, I mean, who was that? What's her name? Marion Cotillard. She's very attractive.
Kim Basinger in that first
Yeah. Yeah.
Batman?
I mean, you could say Nicholson outshined Keaton.
He did, for sure.
I think in that case, yeah, but I don't think he was outshined by Danny DeVito.
I mean, I think that I've got he was
worrying about making a sub.
I've got an unbelievable wow. I've got an unbelievable Batman take for you, having just watched The Batman. I put Pattinson at the top of the list. Hold on.
You're the only person on planet Earth who thinks that he's the best.
All right.
Batman.
I mean, I've been on islands before. Pattinson does like the normal speaking voice. He doesn't like growl when he's Batman. It made me, I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch the Bale ones ever again. Where is he?
That did always make me crack up.
But then
up,
when
like
you
how,
hear
how
changed
much different
his voice
the voices
when he
were.
Went into the Batman
But
character.
Honest to God, man, when I just was watching those by themselves, I was like, all right, that's his thing. Like, that's fine. Hearing somebody just do it normally completely ruined the Bale ones.
All right, we're 2 hours away from opening day. And here's what I want to do to start today's show. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now at 412-928-9370 because I want to try something. We have 8 phone lines. Harry Callis one day produced Audie and said, no, we have 12. He's wrong. We knew his job better than he did. So we have 8 phone lines. Can we fill up our phone lines right now at 412-928-9370 with Pirates fans who actually think they're going to make the playoffs this year? 412-928-9370. There are Vegas over-under win total is 75.5. That's right where they finished last year at 76. There was an article in The Athletic this morning, 10 bold predictions on the season. Eno Slaughter, the baseball writer there.
Eno Saris.
Eno Saris.
Slaughter's been dead for like 20 years.
Thank you for the clarification there. Eno Saris said Pirates are a wild card team. He has them in the playoffs. He's not a Pittsburgh-based writer. He's not doing it to try to get Pirates fans fired up. This isn't a clickbait thing. He's doing it because he actually
he believes in their analytics. He believes in their analytics specifically. He was talking about Key Brian Hayes' fly ball rate as part of the reason why.
Yeah, he went deep into the numbers here. 412-928-9370. And it's an interesting start to the season in that way, Chris, because the Marlins did what the Pirates are attempting to do this year, last year. They had an opening day win total of 75.5. They clinched a playoff spot in Pittsburgh the last weekend of the year. That's actually the first game I took Stella to. We were there to watch the Marlins.
Watching the fish.
Celebrate a playoff berth. 75.5 was their win total. Diamondbacks are the same thing. They were at 75.5. They ended up going all the way to the World Series. So it can be done. You can be a team that is predicted to be just below average, and you end up doing special things in baseball in 2023 or 2024 because more teams make the playoffs now, and you don't need to win 90 or 100 games necessarily to get in. And plus, one of the things that I've picked up on in getting ready for today's show is that the consensus seems to be that this division blows ass, and that if you're going to try to win a division as an underdog team, it might as well be the NL Central, because there's no Dodgers, there's no Atlanta Braves, there's no clear-cut team that's far and away better than everyone else.
The team that should be, by market size and resources, spends like a middle-market team.
Cubs.
Correct.
Now, they did bring Bellinger back, and they signed Craig Counsell to the biggest managerial contract in baseball history. But I agree with you. You look at their lineup, they don't look like...
They don't spend money like the Dodgers.
Yeah, and they also don't have like the plethora of great young players like they did when the Pirates were dealing with them back in 15 and 16. And the Joe Maddon plantar fasciitis Cubs teams.
Yeah, they
Cubs
didn't have...
ended the Billy Goat curse.
Yeah, they don't have the version of Jake Arrieta that was pitching back then.
Right, because it's a lot harder these days to use things to pitch and make yourself better between the spider tack, takedown and everything else, the testing that gets done, right?
You're the one saying this. I'm going to just, you know.
You disagree?
I'm being very careful in
You're
how
afraid that one of Jake Arrieta's friends are listening? And
I'm
going
to be very careful in how I characterize or to what I attribute Jake Arrieta's unbelievable success in the second
like
half
Bob
of 20,
Gibson that
yeah,
year.
The 2015 season. It looked more like Jay Cutler, the bodybuilder.
So it can be done. It just happened last year where a team with the same win total as the Pirates went all the way to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not predicting they make the playoffs. You're not predicting they make the playoffs. I caught some of Donnie's Bucco talk on Saturday and then some of his show last night. Donnie said he wants to pick them to make the playoffs. He did in October of last year, but he can't bring himself to do it right now. And this is from a very glass half full guy. Donnie is the eternal optimist, and he is close, but he can't pull the trigger on it. So I wonder if some of our listeners want to do that. We have 8 lines. Can we get full phone lines on people who can persuade our audience and talk us into the idea that the Pirates are going to make the playoffs this year for the first time since 2015? This is a gripe that I'll start the season with, a complaint. I don't like their lineup today. Right out of the box, I'm not a fan. Let's get ready for baseball. You sit down on the couch, or hopefully you're driving around and you listen to us on 93.7 The Fan. Your leadoff guy's Connor Joe. I know Connor Joe hits lefties, and that's what they're facing. But when I'm thinking about big picture things for the Pirates in 2024, I'm circling O'Neill Cruz and Key Brian Hayes and Brian Reynolds. Connor Joe and Cruz hitting sixth.
The symbolism of O'Neill Cruz hitting sixth is so weird.
It's overthinking it, I think.
He's the person who's supposed to be 30-30 potential, who might get MVP votes, who people think is a good... I think he's 50-1 to win MVP right now, and people say that's good value. Well, if you feel that strongly about him, and he's pretty much been the centerpiece of your optimism about the team internally, hit him first against a lefty.
Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly. If he goes 0-4, so what?
He's got to learn to hit lefties anyways if he's going to be the all-star.
Like, does Juan Soto hit sixth against a left-hander? I know Juan Soto's done a lot more in the major leagues, but you know what
I
mean.
Yeah, what happens when Acuna or when those guys or Trout faces
a righty in this case?
Do they drop him down the lineup? No, and that's, I know he missed all last year. I'm not trading O'Neill Cruz with kid gloves. I want to come right out of the box with this guy and show everyone.
He's not 21 either. He's 25.
And you know what I like about hitting him leadoff, lefties, righties, whatever? From the beginning of the game, from the very first pitch, the opposing pitcher has to, like, lock in and be on his P's and Q's because a mistake is going to go 450 feet.
Well, you know
feet.
What's going to happen now just in this
Connor
one
Joe's
specific
gonna
case.
Connor Joe's going to hit 3 home runs.
Connor Joe's going to absolutely nuke, like, the second pitch of the game into, like, Hialeah, Florida. That's what's going to happen. Donnie, you said you want to pick them to make the playoffs.
But he can't. He just can't get down with it.
I feel like this team has a chance in reality to be very similar record-wise, or is likeliest to be very similar record-wise to where they were last year. The number is 75.5. Last year they won 76. Every time I've run through the old Mulsey computer up here, the old brain, what I think of them, I come out somewhere between 74 and 88 and about 77 and 80.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talked to Andrew McCutchen about, you know, I was asking him about Cruz, and he brought up some really good points. He called him the 1% of the 1%, likened him to Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna Jr. And he said he can do all of the things that those guys can do, and frankly, a little bit more.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On opening day 2024, Jason Mackey relaying that story of Andrew McCutchen comparing O'Neill Cruz to the four or five best players in baseball and saying he actually has more talent than those guys. Over-under on the FanDuel Sportsbook for Cruz home runs is 24.5. Stolen base is 23.5. So they don't think he'll get to 30-30. But with the Cruz, you think the sky is the limit because the guy's just his natural ability, his raw talent is just off the charts. Do you believe, like, what's the guy's name? Eno Saris?
Eno? I think it's Eno.
Eno Saris. No relation to the chocolate family.
No,
that we know of.
And not Eno Slaughter, a long-dead baseball player.
Do you believe with, do you agree with the Athletic writer who is predicting that the Pirates will make the playoffs in 2024? The three of us don't, but we are all ears and open to hearing Pirates make the case, the passionate case for them to be a postseason team. 412-928-9370. Start with Joe in Verona. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, Pony. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Joe.
Listen, now, I don't know. They're not going to make it. They had them picked at 71 and 91 in last place on Major League Baseball. But I listened to you last night, Pony, and Bob, talking about Montgomery. And you,
that was me, I think.
That was Mulsey.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. And Nutting is the culprit. You know it. If the city of Pittsburgh, the mayor, you guys voice it to baseball that this guy's killing us, raping our city, maybe then
all
I'm
right,
a...
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
We
already
part.
Have... I put out the siren call.
Do you think the Pirates can make the playoffs?
And it, more specifically, I'm looking for people to talk us into it.
Who specifically think that that is what is going to happen. Joe does not feel like that is what's going to happen. To address part of the substance of what Joe said till we had to dump him, Major League Baseball would make a big stink with any club if they felt like the club was being run at the highest levels in a way that Major League Baseball was unhappy with. I want to stress that. If Rob Manfred felt that a team at its very highest level of power was not under a responsible steward, Pony, I think is a good way I can put that, Rob Manfred in baseball would step in and do something about it. Much the way the NFL eventually got Dan Snyder out for various reasons, most of which were off the field, although they were pretty crappy product on the field too. I just want to stress that people who are frustrated about some of the things that happen with this team, trust me, Rob Manfred is not your friend here.
I'm concerned that some of the guys who they're counting on for important production are on one-year deals. And where do the Pirates have to be in July to say the hell with trading these guys for prospects and let's just go all out and try to win this thing? I'm talking about Chapman, one-year deal. Martin Perez, their number two starter, one-year deal. Their starting first baseman, Rowdy Tellez, who's in the opening day lineup today, even though it's against a lefty, and he's a left-handed hitter, one-year deal. Michael A. Taylor, who's going to be their starting center fielder, who is one of the best defensive center fielders in all of baseball, is a Gold Glove winner in center field just a couple of years ago. These are all guys on one-year deals. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to put them in a conundrum, in a quandary here. If they're, you know, if they're right around 500, but they're 5 or 6 games back, who knows what they're going to do in a situation like that with those guys. Neil Huntington would try to have it both ways. He tried to trade him and then backfill with other guys on longer-term deals, and that was tough when you tried to have it both ways. Foot in one.
One foot in, one side out. Of the line, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Let me hear. This is not in line with what you just said. Here's another thing I have skepticism about, and this is going to make people mad. They are counting on, internally, their biggest source of optimism, right, as far as position-wise, who's going to carry them, is a 25-year-old with 372 career at-bats. And I know he showed us a lot of spectacular stuff, but what do they usually say about a player? You can't even get a firm grasp on what they're going to be till they've seen, what, at least a season's worth of ABs, like 650 plate appearances, something like that, 500-plus at-bats. There is a lot of expectation being heaped on O'Neill Cruz after a very, very small sample size of Major League Baseball.
Here is Josh on the fan. Hello, Josh. Josh,
I
you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
I think they're a playoff team. And I'm going to ask you a first question of how many games did they win last year?
76.
Right? 76 games.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Why would they – I think at a minimum they win 10 more games than they lost last year, which puts us at 86. And I don't think the NL Central is a powerhouse by any means, right? But the roster that we have coming back with the talent, the pitching, and the bullpen, right? People always say playoff teams have to have great bullpens. Winning teams have great bullpens.
Well, most winning teams and playoff teams have great starting pitching. What do they have?
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't have a problem with our starting pitching. I think Mitch Keller is very good. I love what Martin Perez has done historically.
What about the other three guys?
I like Marco Gonzalez. I think he's coming back. If you look at some of the drive line stuff that's come out about how Marco Gonzalez has recreated himself and the things that he's done to get better, it's very promising.
All right. Well, the guy I watched, I'm not even going to bring up spring training because I shouldn't bring up the good and I shouldn't bring up the bad. I did watch him give up 3 homers to Stanton, though, when I was down there watching. I'm skeptical of Gonzalez because the Braves, a team that's trying to win a World Series, said, we'll pay him to pitch for you. And that did work with A.J. Burnett. That's the rebuttal. I don't see Marco Gonzalez at this point in his career as the same pitcher A.J. Burnett was back then. A.J. Burnett was all-star caliber.
I'm a little bit bummed out you cut him loose before we could find out what he liked about Bailey Falter.
My question right now is, I think, probably on the minds of a lot of people. Did they do enough to fix the starting rotation? I don't think they did right away. I like what they did with Jared Jones. I think the key for them is probably to not keep Paul Skenes down terribly long. I think I've been on record saying I think by Memorial Day, I think it needs to be that. If they're going to contend, Skenes has to be a part of this. I don't see what other route they can go. I mean, Bailey Falter is not the answer. I could even present to you Eric Lauer in AAA, who would be a better option than Falter at this point, which I know is not going to necessarily move the needle, but they really need to figure out the starting pitching.
That is Jason Mackey, who is bullish on the Pirates, has them winning 83 games, but is concerned about their starting pitching. And how could you not be, given guys like Bailey Falter and even Jones, who it's on one hand good that he makes the team, but he also shouldn't be pressed into duty because there should be better players ahead of him. He throws 100, which is great, and he's only 22, which is also exciting. He made 15 starts at AAA last year. His ERA was 4.83. So he didn't even master the AAA level, and he's in the rotation, I think, partly out of necessity. I do give the Pirates credit for allowing for a rookie to make the team, but still, like, that's...
Do you think at all that there's, like, they do think that he's obviously a very live arm, but there's a little bit of, he's not the rookie you want to see, on opening day in the rotation, but he's a rookie, that there's a little bit of a make good, hey, we think he can actually help for the reasons I just listed. He's a live arm, and we know you're maybe frustrated
looking
about
Skeens. Looking for a spark. Yeah, looking
well,
for...
Well, just you're frustrated about Skeens, but here, we're not completely deaf to that. We understand that. And here's a guy who also hits triple digits.
Now, you still have Domingo Herman, who's coming back from his own personal battles and issues with substance abuse. And we don't know when we'll see him. He's got to
obviously... I'm not positive we ever will, by the way.
Well, because he's...
He's on a minor league deal.
Right.
I'm not positive we're ever going to see him pitch a single game for the
Pirates.
And
the Yankees gave him a bunch of chances, and he kept blowing those chances. Now, I will tell you, one of the things we get asked about ad infinitum on Twitter and on social media and everything else, a nightly sports call when it's just open up to everything, is what's going on with Trevor Bauer? Why hasn't a team signed Trevor Bauer? Now, when I was down in Bradenton, I can tell you that I know that Pirates ownership let the baseball operation department explore the possibility of Bauer. Ownership let the baseball people look into it. And so they've looked into it or didn't feel like they needed to look into it that much because he's not on the team. He's not on any team.
Which I still thought was part and parcel of like some quiet thing from the commissioner's office. But if ownership allowed baseball ops to look into it, that would suggest to me that there hasn't been a league-wide edict quietly handed around.
There hasn't been. Trevor Bauer was a great pitcher a couple of years ago. Not just allegedly off the field baggage, but he is just not a well-liked guy at all in baseball. He is a huge pariah, and like, I get it. You can say maybe if you want to be hypercritical of the Pirates, well, they're not going to sign Trevor Bauer because they're not that concerned about winning. All right, but what about the other 29 teams? You've got teams that are, you know, maybe fringe World Series contenders who have had starting pitchers go down. This guy's available, you'd think, Chris, for less than some of the other guys that were out there, like Montgomery and Snell. And yet those teams won't even touch Trevor Bauer.
I will say this. The Trevor Bauer situation has become in some ways another culture wars topic. Britt McHenry, who in no way is somebody that would be on, like, you know, she just, I think she was, like, contributing to Fox News, doing all that stuff. She had an explosive tweet about him a couple of days ago, basically saying there's a very good reason this guy will never play in Major League Baseball again. Bad, bad person.
He's pitching for the Mexico City Red Devils or something like that. He was in a spring training game against the Yankees the other day, which was insane.
The overall point, though, about him is why has no other team taken a bite here? Not one other team. There's a lot of different employers. And if obviously you're hearing that ownership gave them the green light from a baseball ops perspective,
and baseball ops right now is saying thanks, but no thanks. We're not interested.
But 29 other baseball ops departments are saying thank you, but no thank you. I wonder if like other teams that are closer maybe to contention feel like even if he was still a very good pitcher and might be, he is just so not worth any headache. It would actually be more harm than good. Think about what kind of a person you have to be. Forget about anything that he has had, you know, directed against him from a legal perspective or civil suit perspective. What kind of a person do you have to be as a teammate for that many teams to just say, nope, no way. Thank you, but no.
Gerrit Cole hates the guy.
Always has.
Yep.
Always has.
So the Yankees have had pitchers drop like flies, including Cole. He's not on their radar whatsoever.
I don't think he's going to ever pitch in the major leagues again.
You know, right now, Malzi, if I had to make a bet on it, I would probably do that too. Here is John in Cannonsburg on the Pirates. Let's see if he's bullish on these Bucks. Hello, John.
So I am bullish on the Bucks. I think they'll win 83 to 85 games.
Okay.
And starting with the position players, I think you have to expect the young players to improve year to year, which we should see some more improvement this year. I think you're going to get 30 home runs from Cruz and Sawinski, and I think you're going to get 20 home runs from Reynolds, Hayes, Davis, and Tellez. From the pitching staff, I was shocked to hear this morning that Falter's in the rotation, but I think if by the end of April, he's either still in it, or if he's not doing the job, he's out. Ortiz is in. Skeens comes up, you know, by June. I think Keller turns the corner this year and gets 20 wins.
Oh, my God, they haven't had a guy win 20 wins since John Smiley. So that is some incredible optimism with how pitchers come out of games and don't even qualify for the the win or the loss anymore because it's such a prevalent bullpen.
Well, I think they would. Mitch Keller is the guy who's going to be given the chance to go 6, 7, 8 plus as often as he shows he's able
to. Yeah, I'm a big Mitch Keller fan personally, and I'm happy for him that he made $77 million from the Pirates, and he was an ace the first half of the season. He ended the season with a 4.21 ERA. The average ERA in baseball last year was 4.36. So he was slightly better than average by the time the year ended. He's got to be much better than that, and I think he can be. But at the end of the year, he was an all-star. He was an all-star because of what he did in the first 100 games of the season, Chris.
He had a bit of a Jeff Locke season.
Do we have the Jeff Locke sounder?
No, we don't. The Jeff Locke sounder died a fiery death. Jeff Locke. Jeff Locke.
Gary is next. Hello, Gary. Gary?
Hello.
Hello, Gary. You're on the radio right now. We're good.
Okay. First of all, I'll tell you my reasoning, but I want to make a point. Today's starting pitcher, Keller, that rhymes with Feller. The only opening day no-hitter in baseball history was Bob Feller 84 years ago.
Are you predicting one today?
I'm predicting 5 no-hit innings out of Mitch Keller, then he'll leave the game. Yes. My reasoning on why the Pirates will make the playoffs, A, the infield defense is much better. B, the outfield defense is much better. C, they have 3 lefty starters at PNC Park, which is obviously a good thing. D, much more left-handed power hitting in PNC Park, also a good thing. And finally, and maybe most important, I believe the bullpen has the potential to be the strongest in the division.
It should be, with Bednar and Chapman as the guys that get the last 6 outs for you. I'm a little bit concerned that Majinski is already out, and they're calling it forearm tightness. Holderman should be back. He's got a case of, like, this wicked flu that's ripped through the team.
You know what? People are saying they could be the Marlins you open by saying that. Here is one reason I'm skeptical. You know what the Marlins record was in one-run games last year?
33-14.
I knew you'd have it written down. I looked that up. Usually, would you say it's fair to say that teams that are really good with pitching and maybe aren't great hitting teams win a lot of one-run games? They're accustomed to playing in those types?
Sure. I think
What's the Pirates' MO?
Well, the bullpen, they're a hitting team, but the bullpen's got to be the you win one-run games winning 7th, 8th, and 9th inning games with that bullpen.
I do not think they are going to be playing a ton of one-run games.
I was hoping we were going to get to talk about the Pirates because I got to say, fellas, they're starting to get a little interesting.
I would
make sure to go and see if Paul Skene start in April because I'm not sure he's going to be there by the time May comes around.
Right.
And you know, he's not the only guy going out throwing 100. Jared Jones made the Pirates roster.
Yeah,
and he's been hitting around 100 all spring. Listen, they need O'Neill Cruz to stay healthy and hit 40 home runs this season, both of which I think he is capable of doing.
Chapman,
they need Brian Hayes to go and be the best version of himself. He's getting into his prime right now. They need Brian Reynolds to come back and be that 4 or 5 win player that he's been in the past.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That is Jeff Passan on the Pat McAfee show today, with one of the McAfee guys saying in the background, Chapman needs to stop honking, I think is what I heard there.
I do believe they said honking.
Is there going to be an announcer this year who makes a comment that is an obvious reference
to what we saw from Chapman?
He's got the best squeeze.
No, they would just be like, they would just say, it'd be an opposing announcer. They'd say, and look at that Chapman slider. Now check out his grip on that slider. Boy, he's known for gripping other things too. Something like that. It's a squeeze play. We know Chapman defends those well. Like, I can imagine those could all be comments that would be made.
You know, Chapman, he is abreast of everything when he's out there on the mound, folks. He knows exactly what he wants to do.
I thought of another one, but I feel like I shouldn't say it. It's not dirty, but you want me to?
I mean, we have the dump button. We've already used it once today. I guess Donnie can make that call if he wants.
Be like, oh, Chapman, a great play defending his position. Just nips him by a little bit at first base. We got anything else here? Donnie, would you like to? You got anything else locked and loaded? No,
I think I'm good.
You're good. Smart man. You know what I'll say about
Skene's comment there is interesting from Passan, who's about as big as it gets in this. He's the Adam Schefter of baseball, telling those guys who are based in Indy, if you want to see him pitch at AAA, you better get there before April's done, because he won't be there in May. Meanwhile, Jim Bowden, who used to work for the Pirates and I think was Pomp's roommate at Point Park, says that Skeens won't be up until after the All-Star break. If it happens that way, I'm going to be beside myself.
Split the difference there, and you have probably the real truth, which is he's up sometime just after Memorial Day in early-ish June. Does that sound more right to you than either
of those
two?
I don't know if they can wait. They can't afford to wait that long. Unless the division is like the 97 NL Central.
I do think that they're
going
to...
And you can be under 500 and in the mix in August and September.
I do think that they are going to, at least in part, have a small part of when they bring him up be influenced by how things are looking. If they get out to a hot start, I actually think it's less... Like, if they get out to something like last year, I actually think it's less likely that they bring him up right away. I think they would feel like they had a little bit of a luxury, a buffer with which to work. You know, they just say, like, we don't have to bring him up. We can try to smooth this thing out till, like, early June and then probably limit his innings in the minor leagues. I think, you know, what's going to be very quickly here interesting is how they try to stretch him out and get him ready to start while also pitching him as few innings as possible down there if they have a finite limit, which I know they do. I don't know what that number is. Guarantee you they've got a finite innings limit on him this year.
I can't wait to watch the guy. Even though I don't think they'll make the playoffs, Skeens and O'Neill Cruz have my interest.
I cannot wait to watch Skeens post a 3.59 ERA while looking mostly dominant at all times.
Ryan in Elwood City is on the fan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Ryan.
Bucko fever is officially here, guys. I believe the Pirates are going to win 85 wins this season. O'Neill Cruz, my bold prediction, not only is Cruz going to hit 35 homers this season, he will be in the All-Star game as a starting shortstop and also in the Home Run Derby. My boy Henry Tank Davis is going to hit 20 this season. The bullpen will be good. Skeens by June, and I really am impressed, guys, that Jared Jones made the team. That's a big positive for our Buccos. Let's go, Bucks.
All right, we got it, Ryan. Thank you. No love for Jared Triolo in that call. I think Triolo is going to be one of their best players this season. Hit 298 in 54 games. I had somebody tell me down there he's the second best defensive third baseman in the major leagues. Problem is,
he plays with the best
third baseman in the major leagues is on the roster. You know who's going to love Triolo? Greg Brown.
Going to implies
gritty
that he
guy,
does. Going to implies that he doesn't
guy.
Already. Yeah.
Oh my God, John Wehner and Greg Brown are going to have a
field day
with him. Yeah, I was thinking of something else, but then I thought we might have to go to the dump button again. Dan Zangrilli's here.
Dude.
Hi, Dan. We got us covered from
afternoon
3 to 4. Yep. Who is the Major League play-by-play announcer who's most likely to make a comment that is a reference to the Aroldis Chapman video that was on Twitter?
John Kruk? Well, he's not
I think he'll just, just come out and say it.
Like,
I don't
play-by-play guy, Jason Benetti.
Yeah.
Benetti absolutely has a good clever
I'll tell you, if
Ian
Eagle was doing
the,
baseball, he'd do it for sure. He's one of those guys.
How about Shulman?
You know who's not going to do it? Stuffy Bob Costas, who's on MLB Network today. He doesn't have that in him.
How did they get him for basketball to say, you're excited, feel these nipples? How did they get Costas to say it?
I'm pretty convinced to this day they had some sort of blackmail on him and Al Michaels.
I think Boog would do it in Chicago. John Ciambi,
yeah.
He could do that.
Do you think there's a strict edict on Pirates announcers not to mention it?
I mean, I just wouldn't want to mention it because it's just so...
strange.
Yeah. I just would... That's one thing that just...
Benetti's absolutely going to get it.
I'm not going to name this Pirates announcer, but he did not know about the video until I showed it to him last week.
Oh, my. And the reaction was...
priceless. I'll tell you who it was.
I mean, I'm sure it's a Twitterless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.